Fiona Kelly's here with what it says in the papers.
The death of four people on our roads over the weekend generates the lead story in four of today's papers. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all report on the single vehicle crash which took place during the Sligo Stages rally yesterday afternoon, which resulted in the death of the driver and co-driver of the car. The deaths of a 19-year-old man in County Tipperary on Saturday night and earlier in the day of another man in his 50s near Swinford in County Mayo are also reported on. The Irish News leads with the line, meanwhile, that an investigation is underway into the circumstances surrounding the death of the two competitors in the rally in Sligo. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Independent reports that the government is considering a one-off double payment of child benefit and a two-week extension of state-funded parents' leave. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports on concerns expressed by a recently retired judge about an unprecedented crisis in services for at-risk children in state care. Judge Dermot Sims has written to numerous government ministers and state agencies expressing his concerns. The former Dublin District Court judge also flagged the prospect of future claims being taken against the state as a result of the current situation. His letter, which was sent in May, is published as part of the Child Law Project. The appearance of 41-year-old Regine Partharajan before a special sitting of Cork District Court yesterday, where he was charged with the murder of his 38-year-old wife, Deepa Dina Mani, at their home in Wilton on Friday, is covered in the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. An Irish Daily Mail Amorach poll, which found that 50% of those polled are not in favour of splitting RTE into commercial and public service if it means a licence fee increase, provides that paper with its lead story this morning. 40% of respondents also said that they would like to see a pay cap of €200,000 on the earnings of staff and contractors, while 36% said that cap should be €100,000. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a plea from the family of Andrew Carney, who was shot dead in Belfast 25 years ago on Wednesday, to Sinn Féin, calling for a public apology and admission that the IRA was responsible for his death. And finally, there are lots of nice sports pictures in the front of today's papers. 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz is shown on the front of today's Examiner kissing the trophy at Wimbledon yesterday following his defeat of Novak Djokovic in a marathon men's final, signifying what that paper flags as a changing of the guard. And Kerry players Tadhg Morley and Paddy Clifford are pictured on the front of the Independent, while David Clifford features prominently on the front of a number of sports supplements following Kerry's victory over Derry in yesterday's football semi-final. And many of today's headlines remind us that yesterday's result paves the way for a Kerry versus Dublin All-Ireland final.